from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The NBA draft over for 2024. The Blazers started with 4 picks. They ended up using one of them, number 7, Donovan Clingan, the center from the University of Connecticut. The 14th pick involved in the trade to bring Denny Avdija over from the Wizards. And then in the second round, Portland dealt the 34th pick to the Knicks for 3 future second-round picks and some cash. The 40th pick, I think it got traded 3 times. I think it ended up back with where it started with the Warriors. I lost track. They got cash for that. So overall, the Blazers get a trade. They move Malcolm Brogdon off the books, mm-hmm. so they clear a roster spot. They've got 14 guys, basically, plus Clingan makes 15. So it appears the roster could be set. At the top, you have Ayton, Jeremy Grant, Anthony Simons, Robert Williams III are 4 of the top 5 contracts. You're obviously keeping Avdija, who's the 4th highest cap hit, at least this season. Mm-hmm. So now the question becomes, do you expect some trade movement to happen from the Crone Zone here this offseason? I tend to believe there's going to be a big buildup. You have all of these second-round picks that are for the rounding purposes to make right. salaries fit. I think we're going to see huge movement at the trade deadline.
I think especially when you look at the front court, because right now you can't have Klingon out there and Ayton and Robert Williams. I think the logical thought process is that Williams is going to be moved on from, but you might have to get him out and have him play a little bit, right? Because right now his trade value is going to be so diminished because he's been hurt. He missed all of last season. He was injury riddled when he was with Boston. So yeah. I think what your hope there is, let's get him out on the floor for 20 games, maybe at the beginning of the year. Hopefully, well, you know, someone has a big that has an injury or an issue, and now there's a need and you can drum up a better return for your value. But when I look at this draft, I really like what Cronin did, right? Like, he is known and his staff is known for their ability to scout players. And so we have to trust that they came out and they scouted and they knew, hey, we want to go and make the trade for Denny. He's someone that we've had our eye on for a while. This year, he blossomed offensively and he's starting to kind of show that playmaking ability that you wanted. And he's really, really cheap if you look at it in the long run. Go out, make the trade there. And then Klingon was literally the number one pick on multiple mock drafts. So now you can tell everyone, hey, according to some, we got the best player in the draft in a position of need. I just really like what the Blazers did in this draft. In a draft where you were worried about what are the Blazers going to get because it's a historically bad draft talent-wise, I feel like you did the best that you could with it.
Yeah, actually, I think that's kind of why you're talking about waiting on Robert Williams, waiting on Jeremy Grant, waiting on Ant Simons to be traded, because what's Joe Cronin going to do if you're flipping those guys for, you know, one of these paltry draft picks that we've all been pretty low on? And so, yeah, Joe Cronin essentially taking what he has from the last 2 days and turning it into future assets other than Avdija and Donovan Klingon. And I do think, if you're in the Blazers' position, those are probably the two best guys that you could have gotten for the assets that you had. I love Avdija. He was sixth in most improved player of the year voting. He's still only 23 going on 24. He shoots the lights out. He's the exact kind of role player. And thankfully, 6'7", so he's bigger.
6'9".
6'9", excuse me. He's the exact kind of role player that you need here in Portland that you've been craving for. I feel like all these players they've acquired kind of would fit alongside Damian Lillard, but that's really not the point. They are getting better, it seems like. And Klingon, the Blazers finally released the footage from his workout in Portland. It was obvious why they were so in on him. His basketball IQ is high. He's just so quick. He knows how to get the ball in the bucket. And I do think, this sounds like a Zach Collins comparison, but I do think his shooting can improve. I don't want to sound like I'm too high on him like Neil Olshey, but in this situation, in this draft, this is the best prospect that the Blazers could have gotten at number seven.
No question. I think the question I have now is if there's an opportunity to move one of the veterans in the big contracts off the books. Is there one that you would, obviously it depends on what you're getting back and those sorts of things. But for me, I would prefer to see it be Anfernee Simons before anybody else, because now you can have Scoot and Shaden play in the backcourt. I think you can have Grant and Avdija play. They can swap the 3-4 positions. Ayton, you're fine starting him. Take some pressure off Klingon. Klingon played behind a starting center his freshman year, so that's not going to bug him. Plus, Ayton's likely to get in foul trouble. Big guys, you never know when they're not feeling great, the legs, the knees, the feet, whatever the case may be. You can rotate them. But you can finally start after Cronin basically called, you know, by name, said they're very committed to Shaden and Scoot specifically in his post-round one presser that he did. So let's start seeing that work together here from the very beginning. Clearly, they thought guys like Murray, Banton, Reith, Walker, Rupert, Kamara, all better than any option in the second round of the draft.
Yeah,
that's what that indicated to me. These guys all, with a little bit of experience, we know who they are. They're better than anything that slipped through. The Filipowski rumors, I don't want to get into them because that's an area.
That's a wild story.
And we might get sued if we even talk about it in the wrong way.
That's just odd. It was funny. The first pick, a lot of people, Jonathan Mobo from San Francisco was the very first pick in the second round. And I saw him play up close and personally. If he could shoot threes, he would have been a lottery pick. He can't shoot threes. And that's the difference in the NBA right now. He does everything else. He's a 6'7" guy who can handle the ball, play make, crashes the glass at both ends, is willing to defend, has great mid-range game, good free throw shooter, tremendous shot blocker for his size, motor that never quits. He can't shoot threes. And that's the difference between being a lottery pick at, and he's the perfect three.
Right.
He's the perfect three. He can't shoot threes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's why Klingon dropped back a little bit too. Not because he can't shoot threes, but
he didn't shoot threes. And everything I heard and read, and that was because that's what Danny Hurley asked him to do. Everything that I've heard and read, like in his AAU stuff and coming up, he actually has decent form and a decent shot. That he's been in the gym all summer long, just getting shot in addition to, you know, conditioning and working out. Then he's getting up, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of shots a day, trying to stretch his range.
Right. Well, if he can develop that, that makes him a completely different player because he's great in the pick and roll. Like his biggest issues are going to be how does he handle, you know, defense in space, or do you have to treat him like a Rudy Gobert where you got to find a way to just leave him to protect the paint, which it's not the worst thing in the world. You know, if you told me that he could turn into something similar, obviously not up to Rudy Gobert's page, but defensively, if you told me he is one of the best shot blockers and he's out, you know, defending the rim, I love it. I just think that in this position that you're in now, you need to get as much talent as possible. And if you're going the Scoot Shaden way, which I'm all for, I love it, let's get young. Let's just be young. Let's have a bad year,
the main thing,
but a growing year. And then you get a good pick in next year's draft, which is supposed to be historically great.
It is. Cooper Flag and Ace Bailey. Is that the number two guy?
Ace Bailey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.